My label's Top Dog, and gonna have a release from Joe C, hopefully before the first of the year. And also my DJ Cracker, his project's called Hal Jarvis, and a Twisted Brown Trucker record as well, and maybe a group called Paradigm.
Now Kid Rock was a rapidly growing global sensation. He was kept as busy as ever. But there was no way that he was going to stick to conventional ways of doing things. Nor was he going to be any less outrageous or bizarre with his new ideas. It was with his performances in particular where he really drove home his rock and roll message. As well as the setup, two sets of decks and drums, guitars, rows of keyboards and the occasional explosion, the costumes and people on stage were as attention-grabbing as the music. With strippers and pimp suits, with Kid flourishing in the spotlight, his shows are more than just a rock concert. They are pure showbiz entertainment. Having recently toured with Rock God's Monster Magnet, plus Ice Cube and Too Short back in the early days, Kid now began to set his sights on his own headlining gigs. 1999 saw his first major world tour, including a three-week visit to Europe and 2 months on the American circuit. These tour dates included places such as Texas, Iowa, and Indiana, but missed out more standard locations such as New York and Los Angeles. Kid's reason for this is simple. He wants to play where he knows the crowds will be up for it, and where better than the Midwest, where he first learned his craft. Those who have seen a Kid Rock performance may well have also had a surprise. Acting as a sidekick to Kid and providing backing vocals throughout the gig is someone who looks and sounds like he's little over 8 years old. Winding the crowd up with a crude and hyperactive performance, providing them with explosive bursts of energy, you might think that this is strange behaviour for someone so young. But this guy is actually in his mid-20s. Joe Caligia, or Joe C for short, was discovered by the band backstage one night. Smoking a blunt and drinking from a beer can, this was clearly no child. Kid had seen him around in the crowd several times before, and despite not exactly being the king of moral behaviour himself, he thought it a little freaky that parents would want to take their child to Kid Rock gigs. As it turns out, Josie has celiac disease, a digestive disorder which stunted his growth and left him only 3 feet 9 inches tall. Yet despite having to take continual medication, he's as mad and as bad as Kid Rock himself. In other words, he's a perfect addition to the Twisted Brown Trucker Band. It now seems that everyone associated with the Kid is growing into stars in their own right. Not only does Joe C have a solo album produced by Kid in the pipeline, but the Twisted Brown Trucker Band and DJ Cracker also have their own records planned for the future. Not to be outdone, Kid Rock is finding himself in demand as a guest performer on many other artists' albums. Tony Iommi, the Black Sabbath guitarist, and Tommy Lee, the Motley Crue drummer, have all had his white b-boy attitude laden onto their records. There is also talk of him collaborating with his label mate, the saucy and foxy rapper Lil Kim, plus a chance of working with the biggest hip-hop star in the world, Puff Daddy. Yet it is not only rock and rap stars who work with him. Even the world of animation has now got into the Kid Rock vibe. The track on the South Park Chef Aid album, Kyle's Mom is a Big Fat Bitch, included Kid Rock and his band as collaborators and has become a modern-day anti-hero classic. If one cult animation wasn't enough, a special Simpsons episode to be shown in the year 2000 is to feature Kid and Joe C as special featured guests. With other plans including the release of a personalised home video, plus shooting a film with the son of legendary country singer Hank Williams, Kid Rock has surely arrived as the star he was always going to be. But as in all cases of hitting the big time, it is never certain how long it will last. And the one who knows the least of all is Kid himself.